After the Affair podcast with me, Luke Shillings, is here to help you process, decide, and move forward on purpose following infidelity. Together, we'll explore what's required to rebuild trust not only in yourself, but also with others. Whether you stay or leave, I can help. And no matter what your story, there will be something here for you. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the After the Affair podcast. You're listening to episode number 78. I'm your host, Luke Shillings. And today, I want to tell you a story. I'd like you to imagine, if you will, a person much like any of us, just like you. Somebody who is compassionate and conscientious and understanding and self-aware, going about their day-to-day life with the usual comfort and predictability that comes with routine. Then, out of nowhere, a sudden and violent storm hits. And this isn't just any storm. It's fierce, disorienting, and transformative. Imagine the wind howling, the ground shaking, and the sky darkened by swirling clouds. It's an embodiment of chaos itself. And as quickly as it arrives, it departs. But it leaves behind an eerie calm. But with the wind settled and the skies cleared, our person finds themselves standing in the midst of what seems like an entirely different world. The landscape around them, once so familiar and comforting, has morphed into something unrecognizable. The storm hasn't just altered their physical surroundings, but has shaken the very foundations of their life. It's as if the ground beneath their feet, the sky above their head, and the air they breathe have all changed. They find themselves in a place where the rules they knew, the paths they followed, and the beliefs they held dear no longer apply. This moment is a metaphor for a profound disorientation and loss of identity that someone might experience in the wake of infidelity. It's not merely a place they seek to return to, but a return to a sense of normalcy, understanding, and emotional stability that they long for. They truly desire a return to a version of themselves unmarred by betrayal, to a time when trust was implicit and love was untainted. Yet it's also a quest for courage, the kind of deep inner strength required to build yourself from the ground up. Our protagonist stands at the beginning of a journey, not just through an altered landscape, but towards an inner transformation, a journey to rediscover their essence, to rebuild their sense of self, and to reclaim a life of integrity and purpose. On their path through this uncharted territory, they discover that they're not navigating this terrain entirely in solitude. The journey is shared with others, each bearing the weight of their own unique storm's aftermath. It's these companions that they're not just fellow travellers, they're reflections of the fragmented pieces of our own selves, the ones that we seek to mend in the wake of betrayal. The first companion is a seeker of truths, a thinker who's been left with a mind full of questions in the storm's wake. This figure is symbolic of our yearning for clarity amidst the chaos of infidelity. They delve into the whys, the motivations behind actions, and the complexities that lead individuals down paths that ultimately intersect with our own lives in such disruptive ways. This quest for understanding isn't just about seeking answers, but about finding a way to make peace with those answers, or in many cases, the lack thereof. Then, there's the one who walks in the fog of emotional numbness, a shadow of their former self. This character personifies the numbing effect that such a profound betrayal can have on our capacity to feel. Their journey is one of reawakening, a slow and often painful process of reconnecting with the depths of human emotion. It's about rediscovering the ability to experience joy without suspicion, sadness, and without despair, but also love and without fear. This search for emotional reconnection is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit itself, the ability to heal and to hope again. Lastly, we encounter a soul in pursuit of bravery, a heart that beats with a desire to face this altered reality head on. This figure is the embodiment of our fight to regain confidence and trust, not just in others, but within ourselves. The storm of betrayal leaves many questioning their judgment, their choices, and their worth. This companion's journey is a beacon for those working to rebuild from the ruins, to find strength in vulnerability, and to trust in the possibility of new beginnings. Their quest is a reminder that courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it's the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, "I'll try again tomorrow." Together, these companions represent the multifaceted nature of healing from infidelity. Their journeys, though distinct, are interconnected, mirroring the complex process of rebuilding yourself after an affair from the inside out. Through their interactions, their challenges, and shared moments of vulnerability, they highlight the universal need for understanding, emotional connection, and the courage to embrace a new chapter of life. In this tale, as the traveller and their newfound companions navigate the complexities of their journey, they encounter a guide. This guide is not just any individual. They're perceived as a beacon of wisdom, a repository of knowledge and insight who our travellers believe possesses the elusive solutions to their deepest quandaries. With an almost aura of authority and understanding, this guide symbolizes the hope that somewhere, someone holds the key to resolving the pain, the confusion, and the loss that that storm had brought. As they move forward, their journey is increasingly marked by encounters with a formidable presence, a pervasive shadow that tests their resolve at every twist and turn of the path. This shadow, an embodiment of the trials and tribulations born from the depths of betrayal, looms large, casting a long and dark silhouette that stretches across their journey. It manifests in various forms, each representing the multifaceted challenges that arise from the heartache that they've endured. This ominous presence forces them to confront not just the immediate pain of betrayal, but also the lurking fears and insecurities that threaten to derail their quest for healing. It's as if the path they tread is laden with unseen obstacles, each step forward met with echoes of the past that reverberate through their hearts and minds. The shadow's persistence serves as a constant reminder of the vulnerabilities exposed by betrayal, bringing to the surface doubts about trust, self-worth, and the possibility of genuine recovery. The trials they face are not merely external challenges, but reflections of internal struggles, mirroring the complex emotions and thoughts that swirl within them. Anger, confusion, and sorrow become palpable adversaries, as real and daunting as any physical barrier. These moments of confrontation, though intensely challenging, are also deeply revealing, peeling back layers of pain to expose the core of their being. Yet it's within these encounters that the true nature of their journey begins to crystallize. Each confrontation and each trial that they face refines their spirit and hones their resilience. The shadow, for all of its menace, unwittingly guides them towards a deeper understanding of themselves, pushing them to explore the vast landscapes of the inner worlds. But as the journey progresses, a pivotal moment of revelation illuminates their path. The travellers come to understand that the guide, whom they believed held all the answers, was there not to solve their problems, but to lead them to a source of their own power. The trials that they had faced, the shadows that seemed insurmountable, were all but mirrors reflecting back their own capacity for courage, resilience, and growth. This realization was powerful. The shadows began to recede, not because the external challenges had diminished, but because their perception had shifted. They see now that the power to overcome, to heal, and to rebuild lies within themselves. The guide's greatest wisdom was in revealing this truth, showing our travelers that the essence of their journey back to wholeness was never about external validation or solutions, but about recognizing and harnessing their inner strength. This key part to the story offers a profound insight into our own healing journeys. It reminds us that the path through the aftermath of betrayal is fraught with challenges, but these are not insurmountable. Instead, they serve as catalysts for growth, self-discovery, and empowerment. The shadows that we face, the trials that test our resilience, are just but stepping stones on our path to healing. By embracing our inner strength and learning to navigate these trials with courage and self-compassion, we unlock our true potential, finding our way back to a place of peace, understanding, and renewed purpose. As our traveler and their companions draw nearer to the end of their quest, a clear realization begins to dawn on them. The destination that they yearned for, the home they sought with such desire, was never a physical place awaiting their return. Instead, it reveals itself to be a state of being, a sanctuary built from the innermost depths of self-love, trust, and reconciliation with their past. This journey, filled with hurdles and heartaches, teaches them that true home is found in the embrace of their own self-acceptance, in the solace of understanding that they can trust themselves again, and in the tranquility that comes with making peace with the chapters of their lives that once seemed irreconcilable. This tale, though woven from the threads of imagination, holds up a mirror to our own real-life voyages. Through the tempestuous seas of betrayal and heartache, it's a narrative not just about the loss that comes when trust is shattered, but also about the journey of piecing ourselves back together, of discovering strengths we never knew we had, and of facing challenges that test every fibre of our being. And most importantly, it's about the power that comes from believing in ourselves, from recognising our own strength in the face of adversity. Throughout this journey, our protagonists learn that healing isn't a destination to be reached, but a path to be walked, step by painstaking step. It's a journey that demands patience, self-compassion, and unwavering faith in the process of becoming whole again. Their home that they find at the end of their journey is a testament to their growth, a reflection of their journey from the shadows of doubt into the light of self-assurance and strength. This story, a parable for our times, illuminates the path for anyone navigating the aftermath of betrayal. It reminds us that though the journey may be fraught with challenges, each step forward is a step forward towards rediscovering our own worth, toward building a home within ourselves where trust, love, and peace can flourish anew. It's a journey back to the heart of who we are, transformed not in spite of the trials we faced, but because of them. And then comes a moment of clarity, an understanding that marks the true end of their quest. The home they have been yearning for, the sense of belonging and peace they sought, isn't tethered to a physical location. It's not a return to the familiar landscapes of their past, but a journey inward to a place of self-acceptance and love. This discovery is not just about rebuilding trust in others, but more importantly, in themselves. It's about making peace with the storms they've weathered, the betrayals that shattered their world, and the understanding that these experiences, while painful, have forged them into stronger, more resilient individuals. This narrative, a reflection of our own struggles with betrayal and the quest for healing, draws parallels to a story many of us grew up with. The tale of Dorothy and her journey through Oz. A story of adventure, courage, and a search for something that seemed lost. But just as Dorothy discovered that her desire to return home was a journey back to her own heart, We too learn that our path through the aftermath of betrayal is not about seeking external validation or solutions. It's about finding the courage, the wisdom, and the heart to see the strength and resilience that lie within us. As we reflect on our own journeys, it becomes clear that the essence of this story, the adventure, the seeking, and the ultimate discovery that what we need is already within us, echoes the timeless message of The Wizard of Oz. Our yellow brick roads may be different, marked by unique challenges and personal battles, but the destination remains the same. It's not about returning to who we were before the storm hit our lives. Instead, it's about emerging from it stronger, wiser, and more in tune with our own vulnerabilities and strengths. This journey, this transformation, reminds us to embrace the beauty of our resilience, to open our hearts to the lessons learned, and to move forward with a renewed sense of purpose and self-belief. The idea behind this episode came from somebody I had a conversation with just recently, and I would like to thank them. I'm not going to share the name publicly, but you know who you are. Thank you. And thank you for joining me today. If this story touched a chord with you, if you can resonate with some part of it or some characters within, or if you found your own inner strength on your own journey, I'd love to hear from you. Having walked the path of Dorothy myself, and now being in a position where I can act as the guide for you, is something I feel very grateful for. If you would like to explore what working together looks like, then please visit the website, book a discovery call, let's talk. You can do so at lifecoachluke.com, or you can email me directly if you'd rather just talk via message first at luke@lifecoachluke.com. I welcome and look forward to hearing from you. And as for this episode, that's everything for today. Thank you ever so much once again for being here, and I look forward to speaking to you all again next week.